Well, today,
yes, we pick up where we left off. We're still discussing the male body. Now we're going into the female body. The problems involved in the female body that make it difficult for the male to realize what's going on when we are married, especially in the household of life. The female body is designed for tactile reaction more than the male body, because of the constant contact with children. The mother is always cuddling the child to her. Therefore, the female body has to have more tactile experiences. The sense of touch is more developed in the female body than the male body. But sometimes we don't even notice it. We take it for granted. Well, you have, for instance, the child hurts its leg, and the first thing you do is rub it. You say, come, mother, rub it for you. It'll be all right. And when the mother rubs it, the child feels okay and it goes and play again. The tactile contact being so closely related to the mother and the child is carried over constantly in the body. Because when we live so close to each other, we lose this tactile contact. The male body wants tactile contact. It wants to generate the tactile contact. But what interferes with the male body is the daily stress that the male body is confronting. The only way the male body and the female body can release this stress is by massage. Now, when the husband and wife are growing up together in the first marriage, this is often felt, but very little of it is done. They need to massage each other. As they grow on, and they have their children, and the children growing up and going away, that feeling is no longer there. Yet, inwardly, the feeling is crying out for contact, for this particular reaction. We tend to feel afraid to touch the other person lest there is a reaction, when in reality that is where the body needs more tactile contact by massage. The fact that it is contacting the other person by touch, subtle forces are being transmitted between the male body and the female body. Massage is an art by itself. Sometimes to massage someone can change the whole feeling from love to a feel of disgust. Because in a massage, it's not how much you rub that breaks the pressure, but it's the way the motions are brought into action or brought into expression on the body that releases the pressure. If you do this, after a while the individual gets bored of it, because there is no, there's what is called a peak point of stimulation, then it tapers off and becomes an irritation. They become irritable because it is no longer something of release. It brings up the tension. Now, when you place the finger on the body and apply the pressure, and by rotating clockwise and moving along the body, this now causes the release. To get the feel of that sensation. Well, let's test it so you can understand it. You begin to feel now, using the chubby part of the fingertip. Don't put too much pressure, but just... Huh? Go in a clockwise action, but never rub it this way, because it builds up a heat and then it tapers off. In this area, you don't build the heat up, you're actually setting circles of motion throughout the body. Now, the first area in the male body that is very sensitive is around the neck. That is why the male loves to be massaged around the neck. Because if you do that, it takes the stress off the head. Now the female body is the same. It takes the stress off their neck. But the female body gets more stress relief from around the neck. In the male body, more stress is relieved from the shoulder. This part here. Well, let's demonstrate it. Somebody want to come up? Let's turn around. The male body is here. Okay. The female body is here. Whereas here is different. See the difference?
He is building up all my attention.
You want to try it on somebody now? Well, come on, I'll show you, so you'll get the feeling that you can do it to somebody next to you. Try it. male body, you work it here. Female body, you work it here. Which part was thesaurus? Yes, that's the female body. Okay. This is where you work on the male body. See, watch my finger and see the pressure. You don't lift the finger, you just rotate it. That's on the male body. On the female body. You see the difference? The female body. It feels much like it feels now in the female body. Let them feel the difference when you try with, on the male body here. Right. And in the female body, it hurts here, and it don't hurt here.
Right. That's right.
Female body, the head part is symbolically like the ovum, therefore the neck of the female body is more sensitive to stress. Now the male body, because it's a sperm penetrating and it's secreted by the male body, therefore the impact cushions. And therefore, all the stress is left down in the shoulder blade. So when the sperm hits, there's a recoil action. And that recoil action leaves the stress. So even though we are not banging our heads symbolically or physically into objects, but we are banging our head into psychological problems every day, the male body is constantly cushioning the effect around the shoulder. That's why they tighten up more here. And a woman tends to tighten up here with the headache in the upper part, not around the shoulder blade. So once you realize the structure and the effect of the shock, how the shock is tapering itself off or carrying itself off from the body, then you must use the correct tactual contact and motion to release it. You want to move it that way. Now, first you work with the head as a tactile release. Then we come to now the spine. Going right away down into the part where the most tactile forces are located, as within the sex region. Because the energy has to rise up back and make contact in the brain. And it's contacting with the medulla. Now the medulla of every human being has the same amount of stress. So that little indent in the back of the head is equal. Both male and female, the stress is equal. Now, in that part, you can massage the same way. Use your thumb and you get a good brace on the head. got a good breeze.
You got an indent in the back where the head sits on the thumb.
Oh, yeah. Now, from what perspective do you go clockwise? You're looking at it from clockwise?
Yes.
Down the right, up the left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
To make you curve.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
Feels good when you're
tired. Make sure that the head is up, so it sits on the thumb. So you got the, so once you got it, then you just make it just go down and hold.
Okay.
Both may not see your body. That thing is stress. It's making the stress that is sent back by recoil action into the metal. See, this is the spine, the basic spine, and nearly 80% of the day you are doing this. See? Who's sits down like that? Very few of us sit down like that. Most of us. So that recoil shock, that bumps, flips the energy, the impact causes the energy. So then waves up. And bong. You know that? Bong. Primarily exactly what you're doing to the spinal system. You are shocking it all the time by bouncing it. So after a while you find sedentary activity tends to produce occupational headaches. And the fact that you're always like that, if you're going to write or type, the sedentary action and the bouncing is sending so much recoil action right back to the medulla. Before you know it, then the eyes start to get tired. Then,
my car trip is so fatiguing.
Huh?
If my automobile trip is so fatiguing.
Fatiguing, yes. It's the constant bouncing up and down. Now, if you're driving in an automobile, over the years of my own experience, it is not wise to drive 2-3 hours steady and then change it and let another person drive. You're going to be tired far more at the end of the trip, and you feel very listless. And you release too much lactic acid into the blood, and you force the heart to work too hard. It is better that if you're driving with someone, to alternate every hour. Even if you can just stretch yourself out completely straight out for the other hour while the other person is driving. Bounce it up, if you can just leave that blood flow back, and the bounce back of the automobile bouncing would tend to send the blood now on an evil keel back into the spine. And he had an experience going up to Kalahan and come back. See, the same thing you notice if you alternate, because the body would correct itself more than steady driving all at one time and building up the stress. If you have another person driving, once you alternate every hour and you just relax yourself, you find that the blood flow will correct itself. And the recoil action will taper off. And by holding the hand back and let the head rest fairly good in the thumb, you know, it's like you're holding it up. And then just rest where the big finger can go, the full length. It should be the full length of the, like that. It's like I'm holding up my head. Like a fish hook. Just like a hook. Being hooked up in that point here. And holding it. And then
working.
The more you work it, you take up all the stress on you in that area of the day. Now that you're coming down the spine, along the spine, the pressure is building up. And we want to release the stress from it. So, to release the stress from the spine, there are four primary techniques. There are about maybe six or seven secondary ones. We're not too concerned the secondary, we're concerned the primary ones. The primary technique of preparing the hands. A good tactile therapist, you know him as a masseur. A tactile therapist is one who has to develop their hands just like a musician. Just to have nice, soft, delicate hands with tremendous strength in the joints. That's why you practice karate. Every day you give yourself little exercises like that. But train the fingers that they don't bend. And you tap on the meaty part of the finger. Because you're going to need that type of action to control the flow of the energy. And getting the finger to spread. Try it. It's like stretching it out as far as you can stretch back. Like you're pushing against an invisible ball or something. These exercises strengthen the tactile flow. Now you can do this and strengthen it by pushing against the fist. Now, the next one is the knuckle. You're going to need them, and I demonstrate it to you.
Oh, that's you do that with pressure there.
You'll find that as you press against the fingers, they start, some are weak and some are strong. The weak ones, you have to work on them till they feel they lost that sensation of semi-pain or... So you pull it back and as far as you can without hurting it, and that's where the hurt, work out the hurts. Some of them do hurt, right? Well, you work them with the thumb pressing back like that till you get out the hurt. That means that it's learning to adjust to those pressure. Okay, here's another one you have to learn now. You hold the hand
that in the indentation here?
Yeah, in the indentation and rotated.
What is that doing?
You'll need it when I show it the exercise, when it comes to put it performance. You'll notice, you'll understand what it does. Now we have one we do the feet, because a good tactile therapist uses feet too. We can straighten out your spine and stretch your back muscles with our feet, and they do have what is called foot massage. Not somebody massage, but with the foot instead of your hand. They walk on your spine. Yes, the they're exercising your own body, preparing it for the tactile massage, the alone that limbers you up, the alone and you're flying in the room. Okay. Now, the primary number one movement is this way, all the time. Now you have to learn to do them individually. Practice it. Now, here's where you're going to work on the feet. So, on your own feet or on the opposite partner's feet, you work around the kneecaps. And you go like individual fingers. Shifting the stress from one finger to the next finger, the next finger, the next finger, final finger. Start again back from the thumb, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Now then you start working up. You always start from the kneecap. You see this little bone here? Well, you...
I said, this is the best session you've had so far. I said, female body
more interesting.
And you hit these side muscles. Now these are the hardest muscles to relax, because in modern society we are driving cars. In a primitive society we have to walk. So they don't.
Will it? And just hope that it happens?
No. To develop magnetism, you've got to know where magnetism enters. You have seven centers that are magnetic forces. That's where we come back to your spine.
So, circumference, sacrum, dorsal, lumbar.
These are vortices or the magnetic field.
they're right there in front of you. And you're always walking in it because it's around you. So the man, the best healers, you'll always find them the rotund tummy.
Right. The stomach's always like that.
Yeah, the best healers that you find, they walk like this.
Oh, so the energies come in and so reflect?
Yeah. Will you ever see a good healer who is a tremendous healer, a famous healer, who can really heal? He walks just like if he's ready to, like a crouch. Because the energy pulls them that way.
It's magnetic energy, and that's why he walks.
Oh.
Hey, Dan, I wonder if somebody like Captain Cool.
What is the shape of her body?
Very eggnatty. Very
She's more. She's rotund.
Is she the liaison
hand?
Most of the ones that lay on.
She
doesn't
lay on
the
hand.
The magnetism. You don't have to lay your hands on. The magnetism is there. Once it starts flowing, it's flowing. That's all. It's a magnetism. Just the magnetism flow. Now, recovering the massage point, we have the rotation, the tapping, the knuckle, or pressure, and the chop. These are the four basic ones you'll be always using.
Rotation,
tap, pressure. Now, there are certain areas of the body, and they're called the 20 body parts. The 20 body part technique. By knowing the 20 body parts, you can perform the massage of using any one of the four technique or contact to release the stress in the male body or in the female body. And the 20 body parts begin with the head first, the shoulder, biceps, forearm, the wrist, the chest, back part here, on the shoulder blade, around it, here, the buttocks, the groin, the side, the kneecap, the calf. These are the body parts. By working on them, now, certain body parts respond to certain techniques better than others. For instance, along the spine, punching with the nail responds the highest. Then comes the pressure by the knuckle. Then comes the tapping. And last is the rotation. So you don't get as much effect on the spine by rotating as much as when you tap it, or you punch it, or you put the pressure. They are more related. In the inner movement of the kneecap to the groin, this is no good. There is no stimulation, but this is stimulation. Because you have a lateral muscle that you can hold and rotate it. Because it pulls the muscle too, it pulls the whole muscle. Along the fleshy part of the side here, see the fleshy part here? The best technique for that is pitching. That's the best technique for that area. Pitch it. Now, for the sole of the feet, couple the palm. Remember I said you have to strain your hand to stretch back. That's why you need it. The cups. Along the entire body, you use the technique of stretching. This releases the stress for all the cells. Because in scratching, by rubbing the finger like a scratch, you're setting up ultrasonic waves along the line of the movement.
You see that clear in video?
Yeah, you want to finish it? Okay, everybody try it. Anybody else want to try it too? So they know what they're talking about.
Thank you. Tapping, then the knuckle, then the chop, then the cupping of the hand, then the pinching, and then the scratch. Now, there is one more, but you have to be very careful with it, and that is the back and forth action of friction, because it has a tendency to shorten itself up. That is, it builds up heat, but then when the heat is built up, it cuts out sensation. You have to be able to rub it and then stop as soon as you feel the heat, and not to continue beyond a certain sensation and let the heat do the work. See the difference? If you rub it, and as soon as the heat starts, then you take it off and let the heat do the work. But if you rub it, and then the heat is building up, the heat itself will cut off, and then there's no sensation there no more. You just have to rub it, and then let the heat carry through. That's what they call, that's why you use a brisk towel. And it's best after a bath to take a rough towel and rub with a good nap. And take it in section, don't go all the way like that. Take it in section and lift, take off in section. And just get the heat to build up. Like little pockets of heat. And they, because they have little pockets of heat, they will dissipate into each other, and then the whole body will be glowing. The blood comes to the surface of the skin and it stays there, and it's the vitality and the zest, the feeling of the cells are in a higher state of potency or strength. And it's good to have it after a cold bath.